Are you a speech language pathologist or occupational therapist who is feeling the squeeze of high caseloads and limited support? Wondering if maybe private practice is the answer? Well, let's talk about it. Join me for a free training on May 6th at 8 p.m. Eastern, where we will explore what it really takes to leave the schools and start your own private practice in 2024. We're talking about the ability to have a flexible schedule, choose your own clients, create your own caseload cap, and uncap your earning potential by leaving salary ladders and scales behind so that you can finally earn what you're worth. Join me for a free training on May 6th at 8 p.m. Eastern, where we will explore what it really takes to leave the schools and start your own private practice in 2024. We're talking about the ability to have a flexible schedule, choose your own clients, create your own caseload cap, and uncap your earning potential by leaving salary ladders and scales behind so that you can finally earn what you're worth. Don't just dream about having better work-life balance. Make it your reality by starting your own private practice. To register, just head on over to privatepracticetraining.com right now and sign up, and I'll see you there. Quick question. Did you learn anything about private practice in graduate school? Most SLPs don't. Since 2008, I have been teaching SLPs how to build successful private practices through my courses and training programs, and I want to help you too. If you're a beginner, I want you to head over to startyourprivatepractice.com/webinar and watch our free hour-long training where I promise you'll learn more about private practice in 60 minutes than you ever learn in graduate school. Again, that's available for free over at startyourprivatepractice.com/webinar. And if you already have a private practice and you're looking to grow it, head over to growyourprivatepractice.com to learn more about how I can support you as you grow to six figures, to multiple six figures and beyond. Again, check out growyourprivatepractice.com to learn more about my advanced coaching program and mastermind. Now, the Private Practice Success Stories podcast is meant to show you two things. One, that there is no one way to have a private practice or to be a private practitioner. And two, that what's possible for them is also possible for you too. As you listen to the Private Practice Success Stories podcast, I want you to hear how quote unquote regular SLPs just like you became successful private practitioners. In each story you hear, think about the parallels to your own life. I've interviewed hundreds of private practitioners for this podcast, and no two private practices or private practitioners are alike. Some people are parents. Some are former school SLPs. Some work with adults only. Some live in big cities, and others serve large rural areas. Some folks are private pay only, and others bill insurance, Medicare, and Medicaid, and also have school contracts. Some have only been doing this for a year or two, and others have 25 plus years of experience in private practice. Some have solo practices, and others have hundreds of employees over multiple locations. Some are generalists and work with birth to death, and others only treat in a specific niche. Now, there is not enough diversity in our profession, but there is diversity in private practice, which is welcomed, encouraged, and celebrated. I teach a new way to start a private practice versus the old way, which is probably the one you're familiar with. The new way is to start small and on the side without quitting your job. This way is much less risky, as most SLPs can't afford to start without consistent income and benefits. This is how I started, and it's also how I teach my students in my paid programs how to start too. Did you know that most private practitioners work part-time? In fact, the most recent ASHA healthcare survey found that 64% of private practitioners work part-time. I'm guessing that's more than you thought. So if you want to start a part-time private practice, you're in good company. I used to think that private practitioners had to have brick and mortar space, but the truth is you don't need it to get started. You can see private clients in their home or even yours. This is a great way to save on overhead as you're getting started. Another new way to start a private practice is to start debt-free versus the old way of waiting until you have $5,000 or $10,000 saved up to start. I teach my students to start their private practices for around $150. That's right, $150. Do you understand how crazy that is to be able to start a business for only that much money? Your biggest expense to starting a private practice was actually graduate school. Now, you can start with a brick and mortar space. You can start with all of the assessments for around $1,000 a pop. You can start with a state-of-the-art website, but you don't need those things to start. The new way is much easier and leaner to get started because I don't want you stacking business loans on top of student loans. Now, I can go on and on about this, but the last new way that I want to share with you today is that I teach my students to start their private practices now, before they're ready, without waiting for the perfect time. Most SLPs think that you need 15 or 20 years of experience before you start a private practice, but that's not true. You have a lot to offer. If you want to wait until the end of your career, you may never start. Instead, build your experience as you build your private practice. Now, SLPs tend to go into private practice for four main reasons: freedom, flexibility, fulfillment, and finances. As you hear these interviews, you will learn that private practice isn't easy. Otherwise, everyone would do it. But if you're feeling stuck at your regular job and you're ready to help more people, change more lives, and yes, make more money, then private practice is the only way to take control over your professional, personal, and financial life. As you listen to these interviews and hear the private practice journeys in terms of the lessons learned, mistakes made, and wisdom shared, I want you to dream big, and then when you decide that private practice is right for you, take action. Don't wait for things to change. Create the change that you need for your life, for your family, and for your community. If you need help to do this, I would love to help you and then have you be one of my biggest success stories. DM me on Instagram. I'm at Independent Clinician, and let's see how I can help you. The field of speech-language pathology is changing. I invite you to be the change. In fact, let's be the change together. Private practice isn't just a setting, it's a movement that I invite you to join, just like I have and thousands of other SLPs have done too. It's a movement of SLPs taking control of their futures so they can provide high quality care without sacrificing their time, energy, and money to jobs and bosses that don't appreciate you. You have a master's degree. It's time to earn it. The private practice success story interviews are meant to inspire you. The interviewees are giving back and paying it forward. Each episode is unique and will teach you what to do and not to do from those who have already done it. It's always been important to me as a business owner to see others have success, because if they could do it, I knew that I could do it too. So that is what I'm bringing to you with a Private Practice Success Stories podcast. This is a chance to see how other private practitioners of all kinds have done it and done it well. Listen, learn, and then take action. Let's do this together. Well, this episode might be over, but we don't have to say goodbye. Head on over to independentclinician.com for resources that will help you at each stage of your private practice journey. If you're on Instagram, let's connect. Follow me and send me a DM. I'm at Independent Clinician. And if you're on Facebook, make sure that you join the SLP and OT Private Practice Beginners Facebook group. All right, off to help more regular SLPs and OTs become successful private practitioners. Let me know if I can help you too.